Well, I'm out here at Southern California Public Radio in Pasadena at KPCC, and obviously Southern California is not just about satellites in space, much as I love spending time at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory. And we thought as we were out here, we would take a look at some of the sort of social cultural issues that bear actually fairly directly on some of the political issues that are going to be important in November. And if you wanted to gauge the pulse or kind of take a slice of the culture of the Latino community and particularly the immigrant community in Southern California, you couldn't do much better than to read the OC Weekly, Orange County, California, column of author Gustavo Arellano, whose weekly column called Ask a Mexican really poses some provocative questions and unearths issues that are really, really important to the community here and probably have some pretty important national implications as well. Gustavo is here with me at this ungodly hour at the KPCC studios. Gustavo, thanks for coming in.
Gracias for having me.
Now, there are a number of stories that you've talked about, but in general, what kind of a window do you have on this population here in Southern California, and how do we understand the kinds of issues that you're talking about in your column from a national perspective?
I have an immediate window because both my parents were immigrants. My dad was an illegal immigrant. He came to this country in the trunk of a Chevy in 1968. He's now a citizen because of the Amnesty Act of 1986. When I entered kindergarten, the only language I spoke was Spanish, and now, of course, here you're interviewing me in English, and I think I talk pretty good English by this point. So
no, it really sucks.
Oh, thank you. Well, yeah, so, I tried.
Could you switch to Spanish, please?
No, como que no? Ahorita no lo voy a hacer.
Now I'm in trouble.
Lo trato de hacer.
But gracias, gracias.
The point I'm trying to make is that in my family, just in my 29 years, we've seen this entire argument about illegal immigration boil down with our family, and I'm not the exception. I'm the rule. And so I know what's going on in the immigrant community. I know what's going on, and I know what's going to happen with all these Mexicans coming to the
state. Well, can I ask a Mexican?
Sure.
Why border agents at the border in Southern California appear to be targeting immigrants who are leaving the country for a customs inspection?
Because at this point, ICE just wants to harass illegal immigrants.
Well, explain the story. Explain the details.
So what happened, the LA Times a couple of days ago, they reported that 100 yards from the Mexico border, as you're heading down south toward Tijuana, ICE agents, they're stopping buses, they're stopping cars, and they're asking people to see their documentation.
And apprehending them.
And apprehending them.
Exactly. Even though they're on their way out.
Even though they're on their way out. Their claim is that they want to document every single person that's leaving the country to make sure they know who is illegal, just in case they try to sneak back into the country, that they know not to allow them in the country because they don't have any papers.
Do people accept the security argument here, or does it feel more like a show of force to the community?
It's harassment. The United States has always loved to harass immigrants, bat them around. Of course, in the 1950s, Eisenhower had Operation Wetback. During the 1930s, there was a repatriation.
Of course, the government would say, hey, they're targets. They're in here illegally. It doesn't matter which way the bus is pointed. If we catch them, we got them.
But they do that, and then we'll go a good 1 to 2 decades where we don't do anything at all. We just sort of turn away and allow people to hire these illegal immigrants, and we gladly also take the Social Security money that these illegal immigrants don't claim, that a lot of bankers are saying are what now is propping up Social Security. So, we like to have it both ways, and I think it's hypocritical.
You also, let me again ask a Mexican.
Sure.
When LA cracks down on taco trucks on the streets of Los Angeles, all hell breaks loose. Why?
When L.A. cracks down on taco trucks, you know something's wrong with this country.
Let's just say these are really popular places to get lunches and dinners. They're social gathering places, and they have great food.
It's just like the street cart vendors of New York. It's a cultural institution in Los Angeles. And so in East Los Angeles specifically, which isn't part of Los Angeles proper. It's unincorporated East Los Angeles. They're going to put in an ordinance that allows taco trucks only to stay in one place for half an hour as opposed to the rest of the day. It's going to kill the business.
And it's inflamed whites, Latinos, old, young. It's really interesting.
It's United Southern California in a way that only Vin Scully's voice for the Dodgers does.
Gustavo, thanks for coming in. You have a book coming out. Give me a plug for it.
It's out already. Ask a Mexican, the book in paperback, out in stores, Amazon.com.
Columnist Gustavo Arellano for the OC Weekly. Thanks so much for being here.
Gracias.
Oh, that's great.
So let me get this straight, John. They are arresting immigrants who are on buses leaving the country.
Yeah, well, they might be taking, forks and knives and napkins and stuff, that we want to get from them or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, we might have to investigate that story a little bit more.
Oh, it's great. It's really interesting. It was an interesting piece in the LA Times 2 days ago.
Okay, well, we will check that out. But right now, where are you?
I'm in Pasadena. I'm on my way to the Serious Play Conference, which is taking place today and tomorrow, which I'm moderating. And we're going to have actual great stuff tomorrow. There's already great video on our website, but great stuff tomorrow about serious play. What does it mean to play seriously?
And we're also asking people, though, about space travel, right? If they could travel, take a trip into space for 3 days, who would they take and where would they go? And we want to hear your thoughts, 877-8-MY-TAKE. Or you can always email us at mytake@thetakeaway.org. Serious play, you say?
Serious play, yeah. Is the sun up there now?
I really don't know, actually.
I don't know. That's right. Yeah, you're in that box there. Yeah, I miss you.
I miss you, too.
You take care.
Okay.
Don't let them push you around.
I won't, John.
Leave a taco, John.
Oh,
hey,
Patrick,
thanks for coming
Henry Bass,
in.
Senior editor of Essence.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.